James Fetzer is an American philosopher, and he joins us from Madison to tell us about this. James Fetzer, there isn't a clear response to questions about the evidence behind the sanctions, but overall, do you make sense out of this targeting the CEO and also the newsroom director of Press TV?
Well, it's a form of harassment, clearly, in part and parcel of the effort to suppress information that's been provided by Press TV, which I regard, along with Russia Today, as among the most important news outlets in the world. In fact, you can gain more accurate information from Press TV about international and even often domestic affairs than you can from the Washington Post and the New York Times. I believe this is a part of Bibi Netanyahu's frustration with his inability to orchestrate a war against Iran, which, of course, has only been justified on the basis of false and fraudulent grounds, especially that Iran is developing a nuclear weapons program when it's quite obvious that is not the case, and where even 16 American intelligence agencies concurred in 2007 that Iran was not pursuing a nuclear weapons policy, a conclusion they reaffirmed in 2011. To me, it's simply stupefying how any administration could be pursuing policies in relation to Iran that contradict the intelligence conclusions of their own intelligence agencies.
Very well. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, James Fetzer, American philosopher from Madison. Good to see you.